I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I host Sons of the Shoe, which is a great podcast, by the way. You should check that out. Spencer Cherman and I break down everything around the Buckeyes on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Odyssey app, 92.3thefan.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Follow Sons of the Shoe today. But no, they're not playing Iowa. That was a dynamic drop-in for me. It's Nebraska. There we go. But we are time. We've been talking about the Cavs, obviously, start the show here. And we're talking about how Evan Mobley raises the ceiling here. Bruce in Strongsville has been waiting. Bruce, welcome to the show, buddy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
One comment first on the Browns. Jimmy and Dee need to take their plans for their stadium in Brook Park and Cleveland, roll them up, throw them in the fireplace, and burn them and sell that abysmally inept organization in North Korea. And then that'll take care of the Browns. But it was really nice to see the Cavs last night use different lineups. And to be a little argumentative, we don't need Evan Mobley to become proficient or 36% from 3-point. Where we need him is to become proficient from 15 to 20 foot jumpers to open up the middle that's been clogged up by, it looks like, Anderson Varejão and Tristan Thompson in the old days, where you've just got two large guys standing around in the middle who are only effective from 3 to 5 feet away from the basket. But it was really nice to see the new guys that he threw in there, Sam Merrill, everyone playing effective minutes early in the game. I know it was the Raptors, but it was really nice to see that change. That's all I have to say.
Bruce, real quick, I don't think Kim Jong-un is going to fix the Browns.
How about South Korea? Why do you got someone in North Korea?
Yeah.
What's wrong with South Korea?
Syria. Syria.
All right, Bruce, we appreciate you, buddy. All right. I didn't think we could double down after North Korea, but we went right to Syria.
By God, he found a way.
And we did it. That's as I say often when I screw up in parenting, that's on me, dog. Yeah, the mid-range game just doesn't do anything for anyone anymore.
15 feet might as well be 3 feet. You're still going to clog a paint.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's a pretty simple game. Like that's
but
why
he's passionate. I don't want to burst his bubble.
Well, but that's why. Like even the biggest Karras detractors are. He insists on shooting the mid-range, and that has no value. And I'm like, he's still a good basketball player. He does have other shots.
My issue with Karras isn't mid-range. It's one night it's 50, and one night it's 5. You never know what you're going to get from him.
So if that was your third best player, I'd probably be more concerned with it. When it's like your sixth best player, I'm like,
oh, I agree.
Give me that.
I mean, they're a good team. They are a talented, deep basketball team.
So we're going to get to the North Korea Browns here in about 15 minutes there, Jason. But at the end of yesterday's show, I've been sitting on talking about this for a minute. Little man, a 13-year-old kid, my oldest daughter's 14, came over while I was home. This weekend and asked for my daughter's number, and I'm incensed.
So he asked you?
Nope. While I was there, a grown-ass man.
Like hovering outside listening to the conversation or just in the residence?
That's the other thing. My back was turned. I was in the residence washing pumpkin guts off my hands because we had carved pumpkins. And my wife flagged me down as I was getting ready to go outside, and she's like, I don't remember the kid's name. He was just over, and he walked right up to Olivia and asked for her phone number. And I was like, I've got to be honest. I went kind of full gorilla. It says a lot about me. I'm a pretty evolved man, but yeah.
Did you throw your poop at him?
Well, not yet, although that is on the table. No, so I walked out to the garage, and we have a landing that's about a foot and a half off the garage floor.
Yeah.
And we have two steps that lead down to it. And we locked eyes as men.
Yeah.
We locked eyes.
He's not a man. He's a 13-year-old boy.
Okay, that's, you know what? I disagree. You asked for my daughter's number. You are a man. You are acting like a man. I will treat you like a man. And so I just, instead of taking the steps, I just dropped and just I mean, just all solid of me and just kind of popped up a little. The Dwayne Rock Johnson in the ring kind of just popping up. I saw the whites of his eyes. Yeah. But I just think, like, think about it. When you and I were younger, and you're older than I am, but when you and I were younger.
Oh, here we go.
No, that was one cheap shot.
Nick found out how much older I am.
That's a skosh, just a small bit there. When's the retirement party? But so in my day, and I'm saying that now because I can, because I'm middle-aged now, you never asked for the number. You never asked for a date when dad was there. Am I wrong on this? You always went around the dad. It was called fear or respect.
I was scared of dads when I was in middle school. Yeah, for sure. So did he get the number or not?
Yeah, he got the number.
He got the number?
Yeah.
So all that was for nothing.
Yeah. You know why?
All that posturing was for nothing.
So I don't. Okay. This is tough. I don't think my daughter knew the context.
Yeah.
Because my daughter's pretty unassuming and she's kind of in her own little world. And I don't think she understood it because the second that mom kind of was like needling her a little bit, she was like, well, I guess I got to delete that number now, which is the right answer. Again, fear. She shows fear that her father's going to react like a gorilla.
Is this the first boy interest?
Yeah.
The first one?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, there's been like at school.
Yeah.
But that's not real. Like when you're like 10 years old.
So the first one at the house. First one that came to the house.
Yeah, the first one that's a real threat.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to be careful how much I say. My daughter is 12. And last year, I think, was the first time that she showed interest in a boy.
Mm-hmm.
And the blood left my head.
Yeah.
And my middle guy is 14. He actually had like a very serious relationship for over a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's different. That's
and
a boy.
And he was at her house and she was at our house and they would watch. Like it was a full on for like over a year.
Yeah.
And yeah, I felt the same way. He's a boy.
Yeah.
And then my daughter said she liked a boy and I couldn't see color.
Mm-hmm.
I lost all sense of taste.
Yeah.
I had no blood in my head. And I just didn't. I told my son's girlfriend's dad. I'm like, buddy, I am so sorry. I know how you feel now because I don't know how you're handling all of this. Because I told him, like, you know, my daughter said that there was this boy interest, and it didn't last very long, and you know, we're good. Everything's back to normal. But yeah, it's first time to go through it with a girl. Woo!
So here's the thing.
A little different than going through it with a boy.
My oldest one is very sheltered. The twins, I'm in trouble. They're both boy crazy.
Yeah.
So I know I'm in so much, you know what, with that.
Yeah.
So I thought I was safe for a little bit longer. And here's the thing. It's when the call is coming from within the neighborhood, so much worse. If that kid lived across town, like, you got to go through a lot of bad traffic. You're not driving that far to see you're not riding a bike that far to see my daughter.
Right.
This kid lives a block over. All right. The threat is real. The threat is in the neighborhood.
Do you have the cameras? It's time to invest in Ring cameras.
It's a rental. I thought I was going to be safe here because we're looking for the house to move into here in a short bit.
Yeah.
So I like, it's changing my thinking even on, well, I'm going to buy a house in this neighborhood.
Now you're moving cities.
You know what? We're now too close to family. We moved to Wadsworth to be closer to family. Now we need
now
to move.
Now you're going to Sandusky.
Yeah, now. Actually, now we're also moving to North Korea with the Cleveland Browns. 216-474-0092. Real quick here. Jack, we got about 30 seconds, buddy. What you got for us?
Nick, watch the movie Den of Thieves and the part where 50 Cent's daughter has a date, like a prom date with a boy, and he comes home or comes to the house to pick her up, and then 50 Cent introduces them to his friends in the garage. I think you'd really enjoy that part.
All right. That's it. I'm going to go ahead and do that in the break. Jack, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Yep.
I mean, now it is just full-scale intimidation. Now it is. Because now it's like, listen, you want to date my daughter, that's fine. But you will treat her as if she is the only human being on the planet because I got 20 to 30 years. I got time to serve, okay? And I will do it with a smile on my face. When we come back, the Browns really do have a chance to do the funniest thing on Sunday. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.